This is Ted Kennedy. President Bush stubbed his toe on foreign policy again. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, when it rains, it pours. Foreign policy is supposedly President Bush's strength, not domestic policy, but he's having big trouble on foreign policy, too. The policies of the anti-environment president have made Uncle Sam an outcast at the World Environmental Summit in Rio. On China, the administration put business ahead of human rights. The administration ignored warning signs on Iraq. They secretly maneuvered to strengthen Saddam Hussein right up to the invasion of Kuwait. The administration was pathetically inept on Yugoslavia. For a year, they did nothing, while ethnic troubles boiled over into an all-out civil war. The crisis in Haiti rattled the administration, too. Their half-baked embargo worsened the problem. Now they violated international law by slamming the door on refugees desperately seeking asylum from repression. Some new world order, Al.
Ted, why don't you put away that telescope? You're looking through the wrong end. This world is experiencing a peace it has never known before. And Ted, what did you do to help? You wanted to ambush the Reagan-Bush policy of peace through strength every single step of the way, a policy that brought down the Berlin Wall and led to the dismantling of the Soviet Union. Latin America is another great example where Bush leadership paved the way for peace in that war-torn region at a time when he was trying to weed the world of repressive communist regimes like Nicaragua. Many of you Democrats went down there to tell Danny Ortega to keep up his good work. The toughest test of Bush's world-class leadership was when he led the charge to kick Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait, a stunning effort you voted against. Ted, looks like you grabbed the wrong Bush laundry list, but reach in again. Your version must be over a mile long. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on serious issues presented by the Murphy-Brown controversy. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.